Do you know who runs the Farmers Association? The Bank of the West. Well, that bank owns most of this valley, and they got paper on everything it don't own, including this place. So, last night, a member from the bank told me, you're paying 30 cents an hour. The wage is 25 now. You pay 30, it'll only cause unrest. And by the way, he says, you're gonna need the usual amount for a crop loan next year? You understand now?
They're setting the wages?
Well, if you can figure some way out, by God, I'll take it, but they got me. See the paper this morning? Says last night a band of citizens got so mad about all the agitation going on in a squatter's camp up north, they burned all their tents and said the red agitators better get out of the county. Well, those men were sent by the Farmers Association.
There wasn't no agitators.
There's always red agitators just before a pay cut. I don't know how long it can go on. I don't know how you men can feed a family and what you get now.
We can while we work. It's when we don't get work.
You fellas, you live in the government camp, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And you have dances every Saturday night.
We sure do.
The association don't like those camps. Can't get a deputy in there. Can't arrest a man without a warrant.
That's right.
But if there was a big fight, maybe a shooting, maybe at the dance next Saturday, a bunch of deputies could go in and clean out the camp. You understand what I'm saying?
We understand, all right.
If they ever find out I told you, I won't have a farm next year.
Nobody won't know who told. We thank you.
Now, what are we going to do, huh? Are you working?
I'll work.
Sure, I'll work.
Well, then, let's get out and dig some ditches.
It's a mighty big bucket you got there, young lady.
What?
Girl, in your condition, shouldn't be carrying a heavy thing like that.
Ma says hard work never harmed no baby.
So? Boy or girl? Which would you rather?
I don't know. Boy, I guess.
You'd be a good girl. If you got sin on you, you better watch out for that there baby.
What you mean?
Nice scandalous things goes on in this here camp. Every Saturday night, they's dancing. And not square dancing, neither. They's clutching hug dancing. And don't you think them sinners is putting nothing over on God, neither. He's a-chalking them up sin by sin. He's already smoked two of them out.
Have?
I seen it. Girl carrying a little one just like you. And she hug danced. Then she skinnied it out and she dropped that baby dead.
Oh, my.
Of course, she had to go away. Can't touch sin without catching it. The devil is rampaging in this here camp. You take heed. You take heed of that poor child in your belly and keep out of sin.
Ruthie, how many times I got to ask you, put your clean dress on.
Pan Al didn't have to put no clean clothes on.
That's because they went out a-looking for work. Now, put that dress on.
Morning, Miss Jode. We're from the Welcome Committee.
Oh, well, we ain't in very good shape yet.
Don't you worry about that. This here's Jeff. He's the chair, and I'm Willie.
I'm proud to meet you. My daughter's just going out to get some water. I'll just make us up some coffee.
We just come to call and see how you are.
Willie, I think you'd remember I'm chair.
Next week, I...
Well, you wait till next week, then.
We change every week.
We'll tell you about the sanitary unit first.
Oh, I've been there already. I'm going to have a bath later.
Well, we have to show you.
We got rules about it. We made ourselves.
Next week, when you're chair, you can do it all. I'll thank you to keep out this week. Now, a lady come in last week and got in there before the committee got to her. And she had her old man's pants in the toilet, and she says it's too low when it ain't big enough.
We got our troubles.